April 3, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, A Surprisingly Good Day. Opening prayer. Father in heaven, please use your word and strengthen my commitment to walk closely with my Savior today. Read Mark chapter 15, verses 33 through 41. The death of Jesus. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, Listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said, Surely this man was the Son of God. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. Reflect. Jesus experienced utter darkness in every sense for those last 3 hours on the cross. He knows what it is like for us in our darkest times, and he is with us. Sit with him and remember you are not alone. As Jesus was born, so he died, in relative obscurity, observed by those whose witness held least value. Shepherds at his birth and faithful women at his death. Yet the universe itself was aligned to lead wise travelers to his cradle and to cover the sun at his death. For God to be born as a baby is incomprehensible. For him to take a last breath and die, yet more so. No wonder the disciples were confused and dismayed. Countless people throughout history have been executed unjustly, martyred for worthy causes, or have given their lives for dangerous and compelling visions, only to be entirely forgotten. Here we are in 2026, on a day widely known around the world as Good Friday because of this man's death on a cross more than 2,000 years ago. As the centurion recognized, he was indeed the Son of God. This day is rightly named Good. Mark made sure to include the detail about the torn curtain, because it is not about damaged fabric, but about brand new open access to the holy presence of God. Apply. Reflect on what the death of Jesus means to us through these words. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, there is never a time when I don't need you. Thank you for always being present with me, always interceding for me, always ready to hear my prayers. Thank you.